He had lived on Arcadius all his life, and yet, in cell 306, the memories of his home had begun to grow dim. Valen had always looked at the world and seen it in a thousand colors, his fingers itching to paint each turn of the light, each curl of the wind sweeping through the silver streets. Every shade was unique in his eyes. And yet, he was losing the colors. Try as he might, Valen couldn't remember the precise shade of purple that spiraled across the Ravina Mountains. He couldn't recall the exact hue of the blue and red moons that mingled together in the sky. The sparkle of starlight when true night fell, a constant, glowing guide through the sky. As each moment in this abyss passed, the colors all melted into a single shade of black. He shivered and pulled the blanket tighter around his emaciated frame. The pain of remembering things loved and lost had sunk its claws into him, threatening to crush his bones. Somewhere in the dank prison, a scream rang out, razor sharp, like the tip of a blade scratching its way down Valen's spine. He rolled over, pressing his hands to his ears. "I am Valen Cortas," he whispered through cracked lips. "Vengeance will be mine." Another scream. The sizzle and pop of an electric whip. A flash of blue light that ghosted across the bars. Valen gasped, his eyes aching, head throbbing, memories churning. Color. A blue like the powerful sea. A blue like the open, cloudless sky. And then, darkness again, and silence. The new prisoners always screamed for days, until their throats went ragged. They cried out the names of loved ones and tried to hang on to who they were. But on Lunamir, everyone became a number in the end. Valen was 306, deep in the belly of hell incarnate. The cold was endless. The food was enough to keep skin hanging on bones, but muscles atrophied and hearts slowed. The stink of bodies rose up like a wave, a scent that had long since sunk into the obsidianite walls and bars. Those walls of obsidianite were the only thing separating Valen and the other prisoners from the void of space and their untimely deaths. He'd thought of escape, as every other prisoner had. He imagined leaping through the wall, diving out into the airless abyss. Death had once scared Valen, but with each day that passed, it grew closer and closer to becoming his greatest wish. Still, deep within his tormented soul, he knew he had to survive. He had to bide his time and hope that the god stars had not forgotten him. And so he sat, dreaming of darkness, wrapped up in its cold arms. "I am Valen Cortas. Vengeance will be mine."
Chapter 1. Androma. Her nightmares were like bloodstains. They were impossible to get rid of, no matter how hard Androma Rosella tried to scrub them from her mind. On the darkest nights, they clung to her like a second skin. In them, she could hear the whispers of the dead threatening to drag her down to hell where she belonged. But Andy had decided long ago that the nightmares were her punishment. She was the Bloody Baroness, after all. And if surviving meant giving up sleep, then she would bear the exhaustion. Tonight, the nightmares had come as they always did, and now Andy sat on the bridge of her ship, the Marauder, scratching a fresh set of tallies into her twin swords. The glowing compression cuffs on her wrists, which protected skin burned in an accident years before, were the only light in the otherwise dark space. The press of a button was all it took to power them up. Her fingertips were white beneath red-painted nails as she gouged a piece of steel against the flat of one blade, creating a thin tally the length of her smallest finger. Without its spirals of electricity, the sword looked like any other weapon. The tallies, any other soldier's lucky mark. But Andy knew better.